Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're with Simon and Michael for Backseat S&M. And Michael has just jumped into the studio. He's fossicking around trying to find a microphone. Good afternoon, sir.
Oh, good afternoon. My goodness gracious.
Glad you could join us.
Oh, can I just say, people driving today, you're crazy. Absolutely crazy. And thank you to people at work who, out of the five people who were stopped for the parent who was going out late, thank you for all forgetting apparently with your keys and leaving me to the 10-minute round trip to the back of the property. So thank you very much. It's wonderful to be here. It's nice to be here. Thank you. Thank
wonderful,
you.
Wonderful. Thank you. It's very Oscar-esque, actually, that little speech.
Oh, look, there'll be more of those later, I reckon.
Well, I reckon we should have a bit of a chat about the Oscars.
There's been big news today.
Hasn't there just?
Oh, goodness gracious. Big winners, big losers.
Yes.
As always. Yes, always indeed. The losers are more fun in the end.
Indeed. All right, well, we're going to jump back into the music. The track that you...
I'm falling apart.
So you've thrown me off.
I'm sorry. Yes, you need to.
You have thrown me off completely.
I'm sorry. What have you got?
This is how excited I am about this next track.
Yeah.
The next track is by Luciano, who was playing at Wonderland up in Sydney.
Oh, and, God bless her.
And around the traps, the word is that was one of the best performances of Mardi Gras.
People like making big calls.
It's a very big
What's
call.
This particular track that we've got
this
today?
This track is You Be the Bass.
Oh, yes, of course. Mm. Oh, look, I love this one. It's a good one.
Yes.
I think you should play it now.
I think we should.
Yeah, great. Now, look, today...
Yes.
Today, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to just... You know,
you need to breathe. I need to do the 1, 2, 3.
Oh, 1, 2.
Did you notice that I put a bit of extra effort into dressing up this week?
I did.
I put a shirt on rather than a t-shirt.
As opposed to being shirtless.
You showed me up last week.
Well, I thought...
Rocking up in your business attire.
I thought I'd put my nice clothes on. I've got my stripy shirt on today.
Yes, yes.
Because it's a bit warm outside. It actually is quite a nice day today.
Mm.
I actually wasn't expecting it to be so pleasant outside, but it's actually quite sunny and warm. So if you haven't had a chance to go outside... Please, by all means, have a bit of a look around.
I was saying on air before that I woke up a little bit late this morning and
yes,
had to get
did.
My stuff ready for work. And then because I was going straight from work here in the studio, I didn't have time to go home and get changed before I came in. Then I realised that our wonderful guest that's coming in just after 5 o'clock
yes.
is a stylist to people like Britney Spears, Kesha, huge names.
I feel that there needs to be maybe some styling tips given. Granted, you don't look that bad. Like, considering...
Oh, wow. Look, that makes me feel so much better about myself.
Look, I'm here. I'm
wonderful.
Full of compliments.
Full of praise, aren't you?
I am. Look, I've been nasty all day, so I've got to be nice sometime. You know, that's the way it works. Some more Oscars fun that has happened over the course of the day while you've been at work.
Maybe not so much fun, but if there's one movie that I haven't wanted to see in the last 12 months, it would have to be Gravity.
Yeah, look, it's won like 1,000 awards.
It has actually won a lot of awards, and for some reason, I just can't see myself enjoying a movie about somebody floating through space for 2 hours. Now, I'm sure that there's more to this story than that, seeing as it has taken out so many awards for things like the best cinematography. It's got the best original score. Oh. So, you know, what music do you listen to in space? Obviously, it's good because it's taken out the best score.
You've got no choice in space, do you?
Best visual effects? Stars. Really?
Stars, yes.
What else are you going to see?
Gravity, or the lack of gravity.
And this is going up against things like The Hobbit, The Lone Ranger, Iron Man 3.
Oh, goodness. I
fail to understand.
Well,
so,
I didn't see it either, so I'm not quite sure. Like, I'm sure
best
I've seen...
sound mixing. Gravity.
Oh, wow.
There's DJs in space, obviously.
I don't...
Best sound editing.
I...
I don't Gravity. Think they have. I don't think it's about the D. I don't. It's not DJ.
Best
not
film
mixing.
Editing. Gravity.
Yeah, well, they have to chop all a bit together, don't they? They can't just leave it in one piece. One bit of film. That's like 10 hours. That's just silly. Well, they can't. They have to get edited somehow.
Oh, that 10 hours will be on the DVD version. That's the extended version.
And then that will win some more awards.
Exactly. Yes.
DVD award.
One thing I am happy about: best production design, The Great Gatsby.
Oh yes, that was a good movie. I enjoyed that for production.
Yes, and best costume design, The Great Gatsby. Now there was an Australian up for. I can't remember her name. I saw her on TV.
Yes,
and she. I looked at her and I thought, you look like someone, but you sound exactly like another celebrity who's here at the moment. Oh. And I was going to put it on social media and I thought, no, look, it might come across as mean.
Right.
Because I don't think a woman would like... I don't know whether she would think that yes. being compared to...
Who are you comparing
sounding
her to?
Like... one of Australia's most popular drag queens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She sounds exactly like Courtney Act. Catherine Martin is her name.
Oh, yes,
that's
correct.
Right.
Yes.
So Catherine Martin and Courtney Act separated at birth.
Speaking of drag queens, just on the topic of drag queens, I have been in the Life Ed van. I visited the Life Ed van with Harold the Giraffe.
I went past your school the other day and I saw the Life Ed van.
Harold the Giraffe, he's still kicking around after all these years.
How is Harold?
Harold is still living under the van. Mm-hmm. Hasn't aged a bit, funnily enough.
Maybe he's gone to the same clinic as the Real Housewives.
Oh, perhaps. Mm. Perhaps maybe we should check
in. Face pulled back to last week.
That's right. Yep. But they've got videos now. It's all very high tech in the Life Ed van. All very
my
light,
best.
Very high tech.
Yes.
And they have movies, so a bit of an animation going on with Harold, the life size Harold costume thing.
See, even that should have got best editing over Gravity.
Oh, look, I think so. But the voice that Harold has doesn't really match. I think a woman.
Is Harold a bit camp?
I think a woman has voiced Harold, the giraffe. And he really sounds like he should be at a venue doing a performance of a Saturday night, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think Harold's set for possibly a residency at a certain club in Collingwood, perhaps, or maybe in St. Kilda, because he sounds
so this
like
is the animation.
The movie, like it's real. It's real people in the movie, in the film, but he's one of those life size put on the costume, like Humphrey, costume.
I think your homework for next week is to bring in some audio.
I've been trying
to
find some.
Hear it.
I'll keep trying. I'll try my hardest, but it is an absolute classic. Mm. Amazing. Mm. We had a couple of messages before we had a chat to Max. We were talking about some of the movies that got some awards at the Oscars. We had Linz who sent a message saying, no, in response, about Gravity, that movie Gravity.
Yes.
No, there's nothing else than people floating in space. Worst movie of the year.
Excellent. Linz, thank you so much, because you just saved 2 years of my two hours of my life by not having to watch it.
And Daryl did ask about the movie Utopia. Apparently, every Australian should see it. So, look, if you want to have a bit of a look around, have a see if you like it. Have a look see. Mm-hmm. Let us know. We're actually talking about movies. Mm-hmm. There are so many movies that we haven't seen. Right.
Yes.
And I think that we need to catch up on these movies. So we have to catch up on things, right?
Yes.
So we were thinking, now we need you to help, because this won't work without your help. Mm. We were thinking that we'd have a lazy person's book club, aka a movie club. So that way, if you can read, if you can't read, right, which look, I by the time I'm going home from work, I can't be bothered with the printed word. So I would much prefer watching something on screen.
Of
that's
course.
Much easier. Like I can sit on the couch, I can have some popcorn and go for it, right?
Yes.
Anything I can watch is fantastic on my couch, as opposed to reading. So having like a lazy person's book club, like Oprah has hers.
Yeah.
We should have like a movie club.
But and she's a lazy person, obviously, as well.
Well, she's now, because she only has a TV network to run, but and her people do it for her. But we have a movie club, and every week we have a different movie that we've watched, And we have to like talk about it for like 5 minutes, because we've only really watched the first part of it and then you get to the end, like all good
right.
book clubs do.
I'm down for this. This sounds really good, because there's always movies out there that everybody loves and says you've got to go and see it, but you never do.
No, exactly. Now if you have
an
idea,
can I give you an example?
Oh, please
one
go
of
ahead
mine.
Yeah,
The Hunger Games was one of mine. And I thought, all the hype. And I'm not usually one of these people, but I didn't want to. I didn't want to like it from the start.
Yeah.
And because you know, Hunger Games was everywhere. It was on birthday cakes. There was birthday cakes themed with the Hunger Games. So I thought, look, when movies start getting into my industry, I don't want to watch them.
No, I must say, a birthday cake, a Hunger Games birthday cake, come on, that's the prize for winning. Like you run around the bush with just an arrow, right? and a bow, and your prize is that birthday cake, right?
Well, that could be the games for the birthday.
Oh yeah, that's good. Yeah. Pin the arrow on the person.
Through the person.
A bit of a good party game. So we want to know, is there a movie that you think we should have, like that we should have in our list of movies for the lazy person book club?
Yes.
On Backseat S&M? Because nowadays, back when I was a child, you couldn't do this, but now you can sit in the backseat of a car and watch movies.
Yes.
You couldn't do it when I was a child.
My niece does that.
Exactly.
DVD on the way back to Gippsland.
Exactly right. It's a perfect way to spend your backseat journey with us.
See, back in my day, it was 2 hours of...
It
was 2 hours of I Spy.
Oh, well, yes. Well, that's true. And
that game gets very old very quickly.
It does, especially everything starts with the same letter. So if there's something that you think that we should watch, and you're welcome to be part of this, because we need a club.
We do.
Let us know... You're in the back seat with Simon and Michael on Backseat S&M on Joy 94.9, driving you home until 7 p.m. And Simon, I believe you've had a tweet of the week.
I have found a tweet of the week, and I absolutely love this. This is from Joe Thornley. I have no idea who Joe Thornley is, but I love her wise words. Her wise words are: Fred Nile says God makes it rain on Mardi Gras, not realising that the only thing hotter than a gay man is a wet gay man.
Yes.
And how true.
And furthermore, I saw something else about gay men in white short shorts and when it rains. That's one of my favourites. You're always welcome to send us a tweet or to follow us. We're on the various social networks at SMJoy949. And as soon as we have a new address on the website, on the Joy website, we'll let you know as well.
Will we have a Snapchat of SMJoy949?
I think Simon and Michael is our Snapchat. Mm. Simon and Michael.
You're on Backseat with Simon and Michael on Joy 94.9. And before we jump into the next song, I did hear that little introduction about the Bingham Cup. And did you see the snippets from Mardi Gras with the rugby players on the float?
I would have a pack of rugby players singing and dancing for me any day of the week. In fact, if you are, again, here we go, I'm single. So if you are a rugby player and you would like to sing and dance and entertain me, Ash is my new best friend forever. Mm-hmm. So I've got contacts now. Mm-hmm. Okay, we go way back. 0427JOY949 would be my number, or you can email me onair@joy.org.au. On your horse. Whoa. Oh, that was for Callum. It's a favourite, a classic, I would say. Frontier Psychiatrist from the Avalanches here on Backseat S&M on Joy 94.9. It is 10 minutes to 7.
Not long to go.
I know, not long until Gen Next at 7 o'clock. And, of course, the news is also up shortly. Yes. But it's been a very, very big show.
It has.
I'm a bit tired after all that.
You're a bit tired. A bex and a lie weary. Down.
I would need a bit of a bex and a lie down. Mm. Thank you for your messages, for your love, of course. You can follow us on the interwebs at various social media platforms. Just look for SMJoy949. And as soon as we have, hopefully Arvi's listening, as soon as we have a space on the Joy website, a new one, because we won't use the S&M Fridays. That's a bit silly to do that. And we'll pop up some podcasts of the interviews we've done so far. So we'll Pam Ann from last week. We'll get some info from Max if we get on there before Chill Out this weekend. Yes. And of course, Mr. Evans will also be on there. We've got some lovely photos. I wish I could have stayed long. Like, I wish I didn't have to press buttons so I could just like go and hang for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's nice to just be able to hang with people for a little bit.
Yes.
But you feel so rushed when you've got buttons to press and radio to make.
I know.
It's very selfish. Surely there'd be some magical robot that could just come.
It's too formal, isn't it?
It is too formal. I think we should just all chill out in our underwear and just have a chat together. I think that'd be nice. A nice way to spend a Monday afternoon here on Joy. I'm up for that. It is 7:08, of course. Now, if you miss me a lot, I'll be back tomorrow morning from 6 to countdown 6 of the hottest, newest tracks on the Joy Music Mix with the 6 at 6 here on Joy 94.9.
nobody's got an opportunity to miss you here because you're on every day.
I know. I know. It's very exciting. And if you want to fun foreign language tracks, I'm here with Babble Pop each Saturday evening from 6 on Joy. Mm-hmm. This week actually is International Women's Day on Saturday. So there's a big broadcast to celebrate the day here from 10 o'clock. So listen in, you know, and listen in all week.
And are you playing tracks from all ladies?
All ladies.
Oh.
It's a woman power this week for me on Babble Pop, and I think you'll like it. Now you're busy this weekend.
Yes, I'll be DJing at the Chill Out Festival dance party.
Oh, excellent!
So I'm on straight after Adam Love.
That's good for you. That'd
yes.
be good.
Yes.
Because, you know, nothing's better than following some fantastic person, isn't it?
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah. Exactly.
Because it all goes downhill. But then that's okay. Because you're special. You know me. But that time of the night, I'm in corners in places.
Yes, well,
like last year.
Well, I should probably not tell our listeners what condition you were in last year.
No, that'd be... I would
seeing
press,
you're pushing
I'd press
the
a
buttons,
button.
Yeah, then. The buttons no. will be being pressed very
exactly
shortly.
Exactly right. So we won't go there. But if you are around and about in Dalesford this weekend, have a lovely weekend. Have a great week. Don't have too much trouble because, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people had their trouble last weekend.
No, I know, but now it's now it's Victoria's turn.
Yes.
Even the, you know, up and
poor
about.
Poor Dalesford.
I know.
The poor residents.
Once, someone from work went one day, yeah, one weekend.
By accident.
Yeah, and she had no idea what was going on. It was wonderful. We're going to finish up with a bit of Maria from Ooh. Ricky Martin.
Oh, wow.
Oh, have a lovely week. What? Quickly.
He was at Mardi Gras and he was single.
Oh, this is what happens. Oh. This is what happens. He's up next. He's fishing off right here on Joy 94.9. Have a fantastic week. We will see you same time next week. Goodbye.
Au revoir.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.